بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the ever merciful. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord, Creator and Sustainer of all things. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف أنبياء الله سيد المرسلين. May Allah raise the rank of and grant peace to the most noble of all prophets, the chief of the messengers, Nabiyina Muhammadin, our Prophet Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, and likewise all of his family and companions. Amma ba'd, as for what follows, then after our pause in this course for the month of Ramadan, may Allah Ta'ala accept from us and from all of you our standing and our fasting. We return with our brothers in Florida, at the Tarbiyah Initiative of South Florida, and with all of those connected through those efforts, through the broadcast and through the recordings. May Allah Ta'ala grant them all an increase in what He loves. We return at this time here at Al-Masjid Al-Awwal in the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to our ongoing study of the book Al-Usul Al-Thalatha, the Three Fundamental Principles, using as our guide and reading word for word the explanation of Fadilatul Shaykh Al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala. May Allah the Most High have mercy on him. And we'll pick up at this time on page 143 of the printed explanation, on the top of the page. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, and the evidence for that is the statement of Allah the Most High. Meaning the evidence for what? وَالنَّاسُ إِذَا مَاتُوا يُبْعَثُونَ, the people, when they die, they shall be resurrected, they shall be sent forth once again, brought back to life. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, and the evidence is the statement of Allah the Most High. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى, and from it, meaning from the earth, we created you, and to it we return you, and from it we bring you forth once again. That's from Surah Taha, the 55th verse. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he says, بَيَّنَ رَحِيمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي هَذِهِ الْجُمْلَةِ, the Shaykh, the author, Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah, he clarified with this statement of his, أَنَّ النَّاسَ إِذَا مَاتُوا يُبْعَثُونَ, that the people, once they die, or after they die, they shall be resurrected. يَبْعَثُهُمَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ أَحْيَاءً, Allah will resurrect them, bringing them back to life, بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِمْ, after their death, لِلْجَزَاء, for recompense. وَهَذَا هُوَ النَّتِيجَةُ مِنْ إِرْسَادِ الرُّسُلِ, and this is the end result of the sending of the messengers. أَنْ يَعْمَلَ الْإِنسَانُ لِهَذَا الْيَوْمِ يَوْمَ الْبَعْثِ وَالنُّشُورِ, that a person acts and he does deeds for this day, the day of resurrection and the day of return. الْيَوْمُ الَّذِي ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى مِنْ أَحْوَالِهِ وَأَهْوَالِهِ مَا يَجَعَلُ الْقَلْبَ يُنِيبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, the day that Allah the Glorified and Most High has mentioned of its situations and of its terrors, that which makes the heart repentive, turning to Allah the Mighty and Majestic. وَيَخْشَى هَذَا الْيَوْمَ, and it fears, it makes the heart fear this day. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, Allah the Most High has said, فَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ إِن كَفَرْتُمْ يَوْمًا يَجَعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا, how are you going to protect yourselves if you disbelieve from a day that turns children's hair gray? السَّمَاءُ مُنْفَطِرٌ بِهِ, and the sky will be cleft. كَانَ وَعْدُهُ مَفْعُولًا, his promise shall be fulfilled, shall certainly take place. From Surah Al-Muzzammil, the 17th and 18th verses. وَفِي هَذِهِ الْجُمْلَةِ إِشَارَةٌ إِلَى الْإِيمَانِ بِالْبَعْثِ, and in this sentence is a reference to believing in resurrection. وَاسْتَدَلَّ الشَّيْخُ لَهُ بِآيَتَيْنِ, the Shaykh used two verses of the Qur'an to prove that foundation. The first one being the one that has been read to you already. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ, from it we have created you. وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ, and into it we shall return you. وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى, and from it we shall bring you forth one more time. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he says, أي مِنَ الْأَرْضِ, we have created you from the earth. مِنَ الْأَرْضِ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ, we have created you from the earth. حِينَ خَلَقَ آدَمَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ, when Allah had created Adam, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, from dirt, meaning from the earth. And then, to the earth we shall return you, بالدفن بعد الموت. And that is by burial, after dying this worldly death. ومنها نخرجكم تارة أخرى. And from it we will bring you forth one more time, بالبعث يوم القيامة. And that means, with the resurrection on the day of judgment. Then the author of the text says, وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. And the statement of Allah the Most High. And here he brings the second verse that proves that people will be resurrected after their death. وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا. And Allah brings you forth from the earth, like how vegetation sprouts forth. ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا. And then he returns you into it, to the earth. وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا. And then he brings you out with a real exodus. The Shaykh says, هَذِهِ الْآيَةُ مُوَافِقَةٌ تَمَامًا لِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى. This verse is perfectly in line with, entirely matching the statement of Allah the Most High. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ. From it we have created you. وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ. And into it we shall return you. وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. And from it we shall return you one more time. وَالْآيَاتُ فِي هَذَا الْمَعْنَى كَثِيرَةٌ جِدًّا. And the verses that come with this meaning, there are very many. وَقَدْ أَبْدَى اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَأَعَادَ فِي إِثْبَاتِ الْمَعَادِ. And Allah Ta'ala has repeated and emphasized this topic of the return, meaning the return to Allah to be judged. حَتَّى يُؤْمِنَ النَّاسُ بِذَلِكَ. So that the people would believe in that. وَيَزْدَادُ إِيمَانًا. And they would increase their faith. وَيَعْمَلُوا لِهَذَا الْيَوْمِ الْعَظِيمِ. And they would work in preparation for this great day. الَّذِي نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَنْ يَجْعَلَنَا مِنَ الْعَامِلِينَ لَهُ وَمِنَ السُعَدَاءِ فِيهِ. That day that we ask Allah, the Glorified and Most High, that He make us from those who work for it, and from those who are enjoying the blissful reward of that day. Allahumma ameen. وَبَعْدَ الْبَعْثِ مُحَاسَبُونَ وَمَجْزِيُونَ بِأَعْمَالِهِمْ. There's a mistake in the printing there. وَبَعْدَ الْبَعْثَ وَبَعْدَ الْبَعْثِ. And after the resurrection, muhasabun, the people will be held to account. وَمَجْزِيُونَ بِأَعْمَالِهِمْ. And they shall be recompensed based on their deeds. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. And the evidence for that is the statement of Allah the Most High. لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا. In order to recompense those who did evil deeds with what they deserve based on those deeds. وَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى. And to reward those who did well with الْحُسْنَى, the great reward of paradise. From Surah An-Najm, the 31st verse. The author of the explanation, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he stated, يَعْنِي أَنَّ النَّاسَ بَعْدَ الْبَعْثِ يُجَازَوْنَا وَيُحَاسَبُونَ عَلَىٰ أَعْمَالِهِمْ. This means that the people after the resurrection shall be recompensed and dealt with and held to account for their deeds. إِنْ خَيْرًا فَخَيْرٌ. If their deeds are good, then a good recompense. وَإِنْ شَرًّا فَشَرٌ. And if their deeds are evil, then an evil recompense. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. Allah the Blessed and Most High has said, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Whoever does the tiniest amount of good shall see it. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. And whoever does the tiniest amount of evil, he shall see it. From Surah Zalzala, the closing verses 7 and 8. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى. And Allah the Most High says, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. We lay down the scales of justice on the day of judgment. فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. So no soul shall be oppressed. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا. And if there is the tiniest grain of a mustard seed, we shall bring it. Meaning of good or bad. وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. As sufficient are we as one who brings those to account. Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 47. وَقَالَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى. And Allah, the Mighty and Most High, has said, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Whoever comes with a good deed, meaning on the Day of Judgment, then he shall have 10 times its value, 10 times its worth. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْرَهَا. And whoever comes with an evil deed, then he shall not be recompensed with other than its exact like, meaning its exact value. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ, and they shall not be oppressed. That's the 160th verse of Surah Al-An'am. فَالْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا, so a good deed is rewarded at 10 times its value. إِلَى سَبْعِ مِئَةِ ضِعْفٍ, all the way up to 700 times its value. إِلَى أَضْعَافٍ كَثِيرَةٍ, or many times over that. فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, as a grace and bounty from Allah the Mighty and Majestic. وَمْتِنَانًا مِنْهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, and a gift, a bestowing of a gift from Him, the Glorified and Most High. فَهُوَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى قَدْ تَفَضَّلَ بِالْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ, He, the Majestic and Most High, has bestowed His grace upon people through good actions, meaning He has guided them to good actions. ثُمَّ تَفَضَّلَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى بِالْجَزَاءِ عَلَيْهِ هَذَا الْجَزَاءَ الْوَاسِعَ الْكَثِيرِ, then He has bestowed His grace even more by setting up rewards that are expansive and many for one action. أَمَّا الْعَمَلُ السَّيِّ, as for the evil deed, فَإِنَّ السَّيِّئَةَ بِمِثْلِهَا, then the evil deed is recompensed at its value. لَا يُجَازَ الْإِنسَانُ بِأَكْثَرَ مِنْهَا, a person shall not be recompensed, a person shall not be punished in this case for more than what he has actually done. Allah Ta'ala, Allah the Most High has said, وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجَزَى إِلَّا مِثْرَهَا, whoever comes with an evil deed, then he shall not be recompensed with other than its like, meaning that which it deserves of punishment. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ, and they shall not be oppressed, from Surah Al-An'am, the 160th verse. وَهَذَا مِنْ كَمَالِ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَإِحْسَانِهِ, and this is from the perfection of the bounty of Allah and from His grace. ثم استدل الشيخ لذلك بقوله تعالى, and then the Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab rahimahullah used as a proof to support that the statement of Allah the Most High, ليجزي الذين أساءوا بما عملوا, in order to recompense those who did evil with what they have done. ولم يقول بالأسوأ, or a word that I can't really read there, and Allah Ta'ala did not say, and He will recompense them for worse than what they did. كَمَا قَالَ, like how Allah said regarding the believers and the people of good, وَيَجَزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى, then He would recompense those who did well with the great fine reward, meaning better than what they deserve. And then the author says, وَمَنْ كَذَّبَ بِالْبَعْثِ كَفَرْ, whoever denies resurrection, he's a disbeliever, he has left Islam. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, and the evidence for that is the statement of Allah the Most High, زَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَن لَن يُبْعَثُوا, the people who have disbelieved, they have assumed that they shall not be sent forth, meaning after their death. قُلْ بَلَا وَرَبِّي لَتُبْعَثُنَّ ثُمَّ لَتُنَبَّأُنَّ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ, say, O Muhammad, no, certainly by my Lord you shall be resurrected, and then you shall be informed of what you did. وَذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ, and that is something upon Allah easy. That is the 7th verse of At-Taghabun. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen says in explanation, مَنْ كَذَّبَ بِالْبَعْثِ فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ لِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى, whoever rejects or denies the resurrection, he's a disbeliever due to the statement of Allah the Most High. وَقَالُوا إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ, they have said, this is nothing but our worldly life, and we shall not be resurrected. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى رَبِّهِمْ, and if you would see when they are made to stand in front of their Lord. قَالَ أَلَيْسَ هَذَا بِالْحَقِّ, he says, is this not the truth? قَالُوا بَلَى وَرَبِّنَا, they say, of course, we swear by our Lord. قَالَ فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ, and he says to them, then taste the punishment because of what you disbelieved in. The 29th and 30th verses of Surah Al-An'am. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and Allah the Most High has said, وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ, woe to the rejectors on that day. الَّذِينَ يُكَذِّبُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ, those who rejected belief in the day of recompense. وَمَا يُكَذِّبُ بِهِ إِلَّا كُلُّ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ, and no one denies it other than every transgressive and sinful person. إذا تتلى عليه آياتنا قال أساطير الأولين. Such a person, when our verses are recited upon him, he says, these are fables and myths of the ancient people. كلا, no, بل رانا على قلوبهم. It is rather the filth or the rust upon their hearts. ما كانوا يكسبون. That was placed there from what they did. كلا إنهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون. And no, they shall be screened on that day from their Lord. ثم إنهم لصالوا الجحيم. And then they shall be thrown into الجحيم, the hellfire. ثم يقال هذا الذي كنتم به تكذبون. It will be said to them, this is the thing that you used to disbelieve in. That's from Surah Al-Mutaffifin, the 10th through 17th verses. وقال تعالى, بل كذبوا بالساعة. Nay, they rejected the hour, meaning the resurrection and life after death. وَأَعْتَدَنَا لِمَنْ كَذَّبَ بِالسَّاعَةِ سَعِيرًا. And we have prepared for those who reject belief in the hour a blazing fire. That's from Surah Al-Furqan, the 11th verse. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى. And Allah the Most High has said, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَلِقَائِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَئِسُوا مِنْ رَحْمَتِي. And those who have disbelieved in the signs of Allah and in the meeting with Him, such are those who have given up on my mercy. وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And such people shall have a painful punishment. From Surah Al-Ankabut, the 23rd verse. واستدل الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى بقوله تعالى. And the author, may Allah have mercy on him, used this proof, the statement of Allah the Most High, زَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْآيَةِ, that verse which begins with, the disbelievers have assumed falsely that they shall not be resurrected. وَأَمَّا إِقْنَاعُ هَؤُلَاءِ الْمُنْكِرِينَ فَبِمَا يَأْتِي. And as for what establishes the proof convincingly upon those disbelievers, then it is as follows. Meaning those who have rejected the last day, the day of resurrection, the return of the people back to life to be judged, that which is convincingly established against them of proof is from a number of angles. أولا, the first one. أَنَّ أَمْرَ الْبَعْثِ تَوَاتَرَ بِهِ النَّقْلُ عَنِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَالْمُرْسَلِينَ فِي الْكُتُبُ الْإِلَهِيَّةِ. The issue of resurrection is something that is mentioned again and again in multiple different passages from prophets and messengers in the divine books of revelation, وَالشَّرَائِعِ السَّمَاوِيَّةِ, and from the legislations that are from above the heavens, meaning from Allah. وَتَلَقَّتْهُ أُمَمُهُمْ بِالْقَبُولِ. And all of the previous nations have always understood that and accepted that. فَكَيْفَ تُنْكِرُونَهُ وَأَنْتُمْ تُصَدِّقُونَ بِمَا يُنْقَلُ إِلَيْكُمْ عَنْ فَيْلَسُوفِ أَوْ صَاحِبُ مَبْدَأٍ أَوْ فِكْرَةٍ. So how is it that you reject belief in the last day while you believe in things that are transmitted to you, reported to you from philosophers or people with weird foundations or thoughts? وَإِنْ لَمْ يَبْلُغْ مَا بَلَغَهُ الْخَبَرُ عَنِ الْبَعْثِ لَا فِي وَسِيلَةِ النَّقَلِ. And when those thoughts and teachings have not reached anything that the transmission of religious texts have reached in terms of number and quality and being found so widespread, وَلَا فِي شَهَادَةِ الْوَاقِعِ, and they have not been testified to by the very existence that is in line with that revelation. So firstly, you accept reports and you build upon ideas and teachings of people who are philosophers and they don't have any revelation. So how could you reject the prophets and what they have all agreed upon in terms of a foundational belief of being resurrected after death? ثانياً, the second angle that makes rejecting belief in resurrection after death absolutely reprehensible and the proof is clearly established upon the creation, أَنَّ أَمْرَ الْبَعْثِ قَدْ شَهِدَ الْعَقْلُ بِإِمْكَانِهِ. That is that being resurrected after death is something that is intellectually acceptable. وَذَلِكَ مِنْ وُجُوهٍ. That is from a number of angles. Firstly, كُلُّ أَحَدٍ لَا يُنْكِرُ أَنْ يَكُونَ مَخْلُوقًا بَعْدَ الْعَدَمِ. There's no one who rejects the concept of being created after not existing. That we all have come into existence from nothingness. وَأَنَّهُ حَادِثٌ بَعْدَ أَنْ لَمْ نَكُنْ. That things are now in existence that were not in existence before. Everyone can see that in front of them. فَالَذِي خَلَقَهُ وَأَحْدَثَهُ بَعْدَ أَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ إِعَادَتِهِ بِالْأَوْلَىٰ. The one who created that thing and brought it about after it had not been in existence is certainly capable of creating it the very first time. كما قال الله تعالى, as Allah the Most High has said, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ. He is the one who begins the creation and then he returns it, or he does it again. وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ. And that is easier for him, meaning the second time bringing them back to life from dead bodies is easier upon him. From Surah Ar-Rum, the 27th verse, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and Allah the Most High has said, كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُهُ, just as we began the first creation, we shall return it. وَعْدًا عَلَيْنَا, a promise that is upon us. إِنَّا كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ, verily we shall enact that. That's from Surah Al-Anbiya, the 104th verse. Second angle that we can understand the possibility of life after death rationally is, كُلُّ أَحَدٍ لَا يُنْكِرُ عَظَمَةَ خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لِكِبْرِهِمَا. Every single person does not have a problem accepting the greatness of the creation of the heavens and the earth due to their size. وَبَدِيعِ صُنْعَتِهِمَا, and the originality of their creation, how everything in that creation is uniquely original. فَالَّذِي خَلَقَهُمَا قَادِرٌ عَلَى خَلْقِ النَّاسِ وَإِعَادَتِهِمْ بِالْأَوْلَى. So then the one who created them originally is fully capable of creating the people and bringing their creation back again, even more so. قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High has said, لَخَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ خَلْقِ النَّاسِ. The creation of the heavens and the earth was a greater thing than the creation of the people. From Surah Ghafir, the 57th verse. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and Allah the Most High has said, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَلَمْ يَعْيَ بِخَلْقِهِنَّ. Don't they see that Allah, the one who created the heavens and the earth, and he did not tire from creating that? مِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يُحْيَى الْمَوْتَى, that he is fully capable of bringing back to life the dead. بَلَىٰ إِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Nay, he is indeed over all things fully capable. Surah Al-Ahqaf, the 33rd verse. وَقَالَ تَعَالَىٰ, أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ. Or isn't it the case that the one who has created the heavens and the earth is fully capable of creating the likes of them, something similar to them? بَلَىٰ وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ. Of course, and he is the great creator, the most knowledgeable. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. The affair, his affair, is but that if he wants something to exist, he merely says to it, kun, be, and it is. That's from Surah Yasin, the 81st and 82nd verses. The third angle through which resurrection after death is logically understood, كُلُّ ذِي بَصَرٍ يُشَاهِدُ الْأَرْضَ مُجْدَبَةً مَيْتَةَ النَّبَاتِ. Every person of intellect, of insight, can see the land, the ground, that's dead and dry. All life on it is dead. فَإِذَا نَزَلَ الْمَطَرُ عَلَيْهَا أَخْصَابَتْ وَحُيِّيَ نَبَاتُهَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. Then once the rain comes down, it becomes moist, and it becomes alive, and its plants, its vegetation then become alive after having been dead. وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ إِحْيَاءِ الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. The one who's able to bring the land back to life after it is dead. What's ba'd mean with a dad? Ba'd, tab'id. Some of it's dead. This is ba'd, dharf al-zaman. Ba'd hada. Ba'd with a dal, not a dad. Ba'da mawtiha. Allah Ta'ala, the one capable of bringing the ground that was dead back to life. Then he is qadirun ala ihya al-mawta wa ba'athihim. Then he is fully capable of bringing the dead back to life and resurrecting them. قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High has said, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنَّكَ تَرَى الْأَرْضَ خَاشِئَةً. And from his signs is that you see the earth in humility, meaning dead, without any life, humbled. فَإِذَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ. And once we send down upon it water, then it shakes with life and then it grows. إِنَّ الَّذِي أَحْيَاهَا لَمُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Verily the one who has brought it back to life shall certainly bring the dead back to life. إِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Verily, he is above all things, all capable. ثالثا, the third angle through which the proof is established against the creation, those who disbelieve in the resurrection, is أن أمر الباعث قد شاهد الحس والواقع بإمكانه. That the issue of resurrection is something that has been witnessed by the senses and the reality, meaning the worldly life that we can see. بإمكانه أي وفيما أخبرنا الله تعالى به. In that which Allah Ta'ala has informed us about, min waqi'i ihya al-mawta, from the events that He informed us of when the dead were brought back to life. وقد ذكر الله تعالى من ذلك في سورة البقرة خمس حوادث منها. And Allah the Most High has mentioned five examples, five stories of the dead being brought to life in Surah Al-Baqarah alone, and that has preceded in our previous lessons. منها قوله, and from them is one example the Shaykh mentions at this time. أو كالذي مر على قرية وهي خاوية على عروشها. Or like the one who has passed by a village and it is dead and laid out, all of the people dead. قال أن يحيي هذه الله بعد موتها. He says, how could Allah bring this back to life after its death? فأماته الله مئة عام ثم بعثه. So Allah caused him to die for a period of 100 years and then brought him back. قال كم لبثت, and said to him, how long have you laid? قال لبثت يوما أو بعض يوم. He said, I have been laying, or I've been existing like this for a day or part of a day. قال بل لبثت مئة عام. So then Allah said to him, rather you have been 100 years like this. فانظر إلى طعامك وشرابك لم يتسنى. Look at your drink and your food. It has not spoiled. وانظر إلى حمارك. And look at your donkey. Meaning your donkey was nothing but bones. ولنجعلك آية للناس. And we shall make you a sign for the people. وانظر إلى العظام كيف ننشزها ثم نكسوها لحما. Look at the bones. Meaning the skeleton of the donkey. How we are going to reassemble them and then cover them with flesh. فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ قَالَ أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And then when that became clear to that man, he said, I know certainly that Allah is above all things with power, with capability. رَابِعًا, the fourth angle through which the proof is established against those who reject belief in the Day of Judgment, is أَنَّ الْحِكْمَةَ تَقْتَضِي الْبَعْثَ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ لِتُجَازَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ. That wisdom, meaning divine wisdom that is appropriate to Allah, that requires that resurrection take place after death in order for every soul to be recompensed for what it has put forth. وَلَوْلَا ذَلِكَ لَكَانَ خَلْقُ النَّاسِ عَبَثًا لَا قِيمَةَ لَهُ. And had that not been the case, then the creation of the people would have been in play without any value or any benefit to it. وَلَا حِكْمَةَ مِنْهُ, and no wisdom in it. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ بَيْنَ الْإِنسَانِ وَبَيْنَ الْبَهَائِمِ فَرْقٌ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةِ. And there would be no distinction made between the animals and the human beings as it relates to this worldly life. قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High has said, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you assume that we have created you in play and that you shall not be made to return to us? فتعالى الله الملك الحق. Exalted be Allah, the true King, the King, the truth. لا إله إلا هو رب العرش الكريم. There is no one worthy of worship except Him, the Lord of the Noble Throne. From Surah Al-Mu'minun, the 115th and 16th verses. وقال الله تعالى, and Allah the Most High has said, إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها. And verily the hour is coming, and I am almost making it unknown to me, or keeping it from me, myself. Allah Ta'ala says that. أيوة, لِتُجَزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا تَسْعَى. In order to recompense each and every soul for what it has put forth, for what it has done. From Surah Taha, the 15th verse. أَكَادُ أُخْفِيهَا. Very strange phrase here. But Allah Ta'ala tells us about Himself. I am nearly keeping it from my own self. Al-Imam al-Baghawi, he mentioned in tafsir of this verse, that this means, عن نفسي, from my own self. And he said, فَكَيْفَ يَعْلَمُهَا مَخْلُوقٌ. If that's how Allah talks about the last hour, that He nearly kept it from His own self, then how would it be that the creation would know? Some person is able to deduce when the last day, or he claims knowledge of the establishment of the hour. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and Allah the Most High has said, وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ لَا يَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَمُوتُ. And they swear by Allah they exhaust themselves in their oaths, swearing by Allah that He shall certainly not resurrect those who have died. Bala wa'dan alayhi haqqa. No, it is a promise that He has made that is true. Walakinna akthara an-nasi la ya'lamun. However, most of the people don't know. لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الَّذِي يَخْتَلِفُونَ فِيهِ. In order for Him to clarify to them that which they differed over. وَلِيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا كَاذِبِينَ. And for the disbelievers to know with certainty that they were liars. إِنَّمَا قَوْلُنَا لِشَيْءٍ إِذَا أَرَدْنَاهُ أَن نَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Our order is for a thing only if we wish it to be that we say be and it is. From Surah An-Nahl, the 38th through 40th verses. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى. And Allah the Most High has said, زَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَن لَن يُبْعَثُوا. The disbelievers have assumed falsely that they shall not be resurrected. قُلْ بَلَا وَرَبِّ لَتُبْعَثُنَّ ثُمَّ لَتُنَبَّأُنَّ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ. Say, O Muhammad, certainly I swear by my Lord, you shall be resurrected and you shall be informed of what you did. وَذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. And that is something easy for Allah. From Surah At-Taghabun, the 7th verse. And we close on the statement of the Shaykh, فَإِذَا بَيَّنَتْ هَذِهِ الْبَرَاهِينُ. So once these evidences clarify, لِمُنْكِرِ الْبَعْثِ, to those who have rejected the Ba'ath, the day of resurrection, وَأَصَرُّوا عَلَىٰ إِنْكَارِهِمْ. And then they continue in their rejection, فَهُمْ مُكَابِرُونَ مُعَانِدُونَ. That they are people of arrogance and obstinance. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلِبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ. And those who oppress, they shall certainly come to know of what abode or what end result shall be for those who have oppressed. And with this we have to end, as our brothers need to establish their Maghrib prayer there in Florida. We ask Allah Ta'ala to grant them success. وَصَلِّ اللَّهُمَّ وَسَلَّمْ وَبَارِكْ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.